A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Beya Lamid Hey Amid Beis, Beya 35b, pagination page 70. Midway on the page, we have the privilege of starting the new perek. Mashilim Peros Derech Aruba B'yamtif. A person is allowed to lower produce through the skylight on Yom Tif, avalo b'Shabbos, but not on Shabbos. The issue over here is that the person perceives rain is coming. The clouds are indicating that it's going to rain. And he has produce on the roof that he does not want should get wet. Presumably was put up there to dry. If it gets wet, he's messed up. So there's a distinction made over here between Yom Tif and Shabbos. On Yom Tif, this issue of lowering things through the skylight, which is a limited amount of tircha, inconvenience, exertion, we're going to allow that amount of exertion on Yom Tif in order to save the produce. But on Shabbos, you would not be allowed to do that level of exertion. Keep in mind that the Mishnah very specifically gave the case of the skylight. The Poskim point out that had anything changed in this equation, it would not be permitted. It's only a skylight which is limited in exertion because it's the same height. It's putting it through basically the floor of the roof. But if you would have to lift it through a window, which is the way we would term an opening in the wall, that would not be permitted because that involves lifting the things instead of simply sending it through the skylight. Now, the word mashilin is a fascinating word which is important to know. The pasuk, for example, in Rus, Perek Beis, pasuk Tes Zayin, has Boaz talking regarding Rus, and he tells the workers, Shol ta sholula. You should purposely leave her bundles so that she should collect a lot. Not only should she collect what you legitimately forgot, but you should purposely forget things for her so that she should be able to take even more and make it very convenient for her to collect. So Rashi in Rus explains the words shol tosholula, this shoresh of mashilin. He explains it in two different ways. The first way he says that tosholu is like the word bishalusa, bishgaga, by mistake. And Boaz is telling them to accidentally, on purpose, but accidentally leave her additional things. In the second definition, though, Rashi refers us to the pasuk in Devarim Chaf Ches Mem, in the middle of the Tochacha, where it says, Ki yishal zeisecha, because your olive tree will drop its olives. And Boaz was telling them, you should drop. And tasholu means to drop some produce that you were holding or that was on a higher level. It was in the tree, and the Tochacha says it's going to drop prematurely. You won't be able to benefit from the olives that they'll grow the way they're supposed to and stay on the tree until they're picked. By us, mashilin would follow that second definition where you're lowering, you're taking produce from a higher place to a lower place, like that second definition in Rashi and Rus, referring to ki yishal zeisecha, the produce being lowered from one place to the next. So again, it's permitted on Yom Tif, avalo b'Shabbos, but it's not permitted to move this produce. Same application, you need to move it because of the rain. You're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. The Mishnah continues and tells us that there is a solution on Shabbos, what you are allowed to do. U'mechasim peiros b'kelim epnei hadlaf. You are allowed to cover produce because of a drip that's going to mess them up. V'chein kadei yayin v'kadei shemen. Likewise, pitchers of wine or of oil that need to be covered. V'nosnim keli tachas hadlaf b'shabbos. And you're allowed to place a vessel underneath a drip on Shabbos to catch the drip. Let's drop down in the Gemara, and the Gemara explores about 8 lines from the bottom in the beginning of a line. What is the limitation, if any, regarding this mashilim peiros derech aruba b'yamtif, that you're allowed to lower the produce through the skylight on Yom Tif? How much are you allowed to do? So what's interesting, once we start discussing amounts, the Mishnah Berurah mentions in Hilchos Shabbos that you would be allowed to lower through the skylight on Shabbos whatever amount of produce you need for Shabbos. It's only that when it starts becoming a labor, when it starts becoming a planning for the future, that the Mishnah is objecting to the tircha, to the exertion. But if you're just doing it for Shabbos, if that's the limit on the amount you're doing, that's permitted even on Shabbos. The Gemara, though, is looking to justify even more than that, not just what you need for Shabbos and Yom Tov. We're wondering how much was the Mishnah allowing on Yom Tov that you could move, even though it's an exertion and not needed for Yom Tov. Tanan, we learned. Mashilin peiros derech aruba b'Yom Tov. You're allowed to lower the fruit through the wind, through the skylight on Yom Tov. Ad kamo. How much? Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rav Asi, ve'amri lo Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yechanan. It has the same rule as a different topic in Hilchos Shabbos where you were allowed to move a certain amount of produce on Shabbos, but not more. Where it says over there, Mefanen arba v'chomesh kupo shel teven v'shel tevuah mepnei ha'orchem mepnei bitul beis hamedrash. The Mishnah there allowed moving 4 or 5 boxes, bundles of grain, because you need the place in order to make place for guests or in order to make place for learning, for people to congregate and learn. You're allowed to move 4 or 5 boxes. There's obviously a discussion. What does it mean, 4 or 5? Is it 4? Is it 5? The Mishnah is usually meticulous in telling us the ruling. So the Mefarshim have different approaches to it. I'm going to jump straight to the way it's presented in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, it's presented that you're allowed 5 boxes, but if 5 boxes would complete the move, meaning there are only 5 boxes, then you're only allowed to do 4. And the reason is because they're dirt floors. And if you would finish moving the storehouse, then you would be tempted to then flatten the floor and make it house-like. And right now it's storage-like. The floor is a dirt floor, is bumpy. And if you were to straighten it out, that would be Meshava Gumos, flattening it out, which is a malacha on Shabbos. So they use the expression 4 or 5. In other words, to say, you can do 5, but if it turns out that 5 is going to bring you into a different discussion, we're no longer just talking about tircha exertion. Now we're talking about the risk of you're doing a malacha of flattening the floor. So then in that case, we can't allow you 5. We will allow you less. We'll allow you 4 so that there's at least 1 still there. And that, in your mind, it's still a storehouse and you don't start flattening the floor. So that's the expression of 4 or 5. But our Gemara wants to use this as an example of how far Chazal went when they agreed to be lenient and allow exertion, they allowed up to 5. And so it would be in this case of Mashilim Peres Derech Aruba B'Yamtif. How much can you lower? You can lower 5 bushel worths of produce. That's the first approach. The Gemara continues and says, V'dilma shayni hasam di'ika bito beis ha-medrash. Over there it was only because they needed a place to congregate for learning or for the guests. Avalacha d'leka bito beis ha-medrash. Lo, but our Mishnah is ruling in a case where you want to save the produce. That's why you're moving it. And therefore maybe you're not even allowed because there's not the compelling reason that they needed it for Torah purposes. Inami, or maybe, Hasam, Hainu Taima de Arba v'chamesh Kupa Sharimishum Shabbos, de Chamira v'lo Asi Lezulzule. Or maybe they allowed 5 over there by Shabbos, because everybody understands Shabbos is serious, and if you say 5, you won't do more. Avo Yomtev to kill v'asi Lezulzule bei. But by Yomtev, maybe it's a little lax in people's perception because certain things are permitted. And klal klal lo, maybe they wouldn't allow going all the way up to 5. And you can't even allow the amount that was allowed by Shabbos. How much is allowed? Not quite clear. You're allowed to lower fruit according to our Mishnah, but how much? You can't prove anything from the case in Shabbos. Says the Gemara, an alternative approach, inami le'idach gisa, or maybe it's exactly the opposite. Hasam hainu taima deleke hefsed mamon. Over there in Shabbos, there was no loss of money. So you only moved the amount that we felt you needed to move to make it available for Torah learning. Aval hacha deke hefsed mamon, but over here there's a compelling reason. The guy stands to lose the produce if it gets wet. Afilu tuvanami, maybe you're allowed to move everything. There's no real malacha, it's just a question of exertion. So maybe they allowed on Yom Tov, if you're only going through the skylight, maybe they allowed totally that you should be allowed to clear out the entire area. There's a machlokes rishonim what to do with this case, because the Gemara presents it with all kinds of different angles and possibilities, and on the following daf describes this case as teiku. The question remains, but the way it is presented in Shulchan Aruch is without limitation. Mashilim peris derech aruba b'yamtif, and no limitation is mentioned, which would follow this final statement on our amud, which is, it's a hefsed mamon, he stands to lose money, and therefore they allowed on Yom Tov as long as he's lowering it only through the skylight and not having to lift it and do that added level of exertion. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.